obviously, any time they spend significant capital investment in their business, they want to see a return on that investment. So if they expand their business, they want to see a return in terms of turnover. If they increase their employee levels, they want to see a return to reflect that. And if they spend money on advertising or marketing, they'll want to see a return. But when you have to spend 50,000 or 100,000 or 200,000 or whatever the figure might be in doing fire safety upgrading works, that's not something you can go out and publish to the public to say, "Aren't I great? My building was actually in terrible condition and I had to spend a lot of money." And they will see no return financially on that investment. But what they will have is the ability to go to bed at night and sleep knowing that they've brought their building up to the standards that are national fire safety standards, not local fire safety standards. So I think that's, you know, I know this is a difficult thing for many businesses to swallow in terms of capital expenditure, but the reality is that if these issues are arising, they're arising because there is a significant fire safety concern. And I have yet to meet a fire officer in 23 years of dealing with them that has ever raised an issue that wasn't an issue related to either public safety or life safety.